Tonight, it's a pretty late party with favorites Hannah Stanley, Adam Selzer, and Dr. Daphne Scott hanging out in studio. Then we'll play What's in the Box, get a weekend wind-up, and share drinks with the guys from Replay. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Even want to tell you. So the off-air comments, the conversation, someday we must have a microphone just for the studio. Yes, all those things are happening. And Daphne Scott, Hannah Stanley, both in the studio already. Hannah, back by popular demand. It's not even like you're not a favorite for this show. You're just, you're Hannah Stanley.
I think I've been on the show twice. I've hosted the show more than I've been on this show.
You filled in on this show, though.
No, she's also not just filled in on the show. There was a host who was unable to fulfill her duties. Hannah came in, did that person's show, and also her show. She did
and
a marathon.
No, I did the morning. Yeah. I did the morning show.
Yeah, you did.
So I did 8 hours straight.
Yeah,
that
she
was
did.
Awesome.
I want you to know that you're my favorite.
Oh, my God. We hate each other.
I know.
I know. You two
Daphne
really need to
stop. Daphne and I do not like each other
Daphne,
at all.
Daphne, yeah.
There's a listener who's only listening because you are here. Otherwise, she can't listen to evening shows. And I told her I wish
nice.
that Daphne Scott would be here. That happened.
I know, because Daphne walked in and I went, you're not supposed to be here.
It was a secret for both of you.
Wanted to see if a brawl would ensue.
I know. Well,
it might.
It could.
It can.
Cameras are on.
We're going to periscope it.
Our guests can fight each other.
Rob Martier is waiting for that. He has the live streaming going on up in the newsroom.
Yeah. Hi, Rob.
We have coming up, we also have What's in the Box tonight. We have our weekend wind up with Rob Martier. Adam Selzer. Yes.
Can we get Adele to do carpool karaoke with us later?
I think that would be, oh my God, so funny.
That was the greatest.
I was at Sketchfest and they had a running Adele bit. Hello, but like video and live.
Side.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like two dance members from the Chicago Dance Collaborative were yelling at each other, but singing Adele from opposite ends of the stage.
Because they were from the other side.
And then also from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
One of them went outside and they had a video camera. And video. Hello, don't look behind you. Don't look behind
outside.
You. Don't, whatever you do, do not
don't
look
do
behind
it, Hannah.
You.
Don't
do
it.
I had to guess.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I would guess.
What would you say?
Yes.
Roger Radish.
Oh, you're so wrong. Oh, you're right.
That was your own little private What's in the Box.
Newsman extraordinaire, Roger.
What's
Badish?
In the shirt?
Hello,
Daphne and I were talking on our way in tonight Roger Badish pulls his own.
He does pull his own.
Reviews. For What's in the Box. And Daphne was surprised to find that out. And now she's deciding that she will also pull her own.
I'm going to pull my own as well.
Review.
A little.
And Roger Badish joins us live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Did you know that Hannah and I both had very different yet similar experiences tonight?
I saw that somebody...
Yes. Which one did
got
you see?
Stuck
somewhere.
On the stairs.
And where did I get stuck? Who has a picture of where I got stuck?
I do. It was at Lawrence
and Cicero.
Oh, yes. That's right. The car died. And you were apologizing to people stuck behind you.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
I called the tow truck driver and he started laughing at me. It was 5:20.
Oh, my God.
I tried texting. I texted Esmeralda and I said, how do I contact WGN traffic and let them know there's a stalled car at Lawrence and Cicero? And she texted me back. She goes, they're not there right now. I'm like, well, it's me. That's happening for all of the Jefferson Park.
Did you go into the Waze app and report yourself?
Let's do you first. I want to do Hannah first. And then, yes, Roger, what were we going to
ask? No, I was just saying you could have done that.
I thought of that later because, but I was trying to do Waze, yes, but also
You had a lot going on.
No,
didn't you?
I'm actually very protective of WGN listeners.
Sure.
So they were the ones that
I wanted
to help first.
Right.
You wanted to scoop.
Everybody else, that's your problem. Maybe you should have taken Elston. I'm just saying.
No one's ever on it anyway.
So Waze, that's everybody else. I was trying to address
you were
WGN
trying to give
directly.
A scoop.
But apparently at that hour. Anyway, so Hannah, you were trying to get into the station.
All right, so we come in through the not-so-secret loading dock
It's
door.
Secret.
The secret entrance.
It's
all right,
secret.
So for those, I mean,
now
and
it's,
we,
now speaking, it's, not.
It's on the north side of the building.
Speaking of the Waze app, it doesn't have GPS down
it's,
there.
It's near
so,
Ohio
right.
Street Beach.
Yes. Yeah, go with that. So I'm coming in and I see Chris Duffy. Tech, you know, just
emotional extraordinary.
He does
genius.
Everything.
Yes.
He
guru,
does all of basically audio. He's just an audio genius. So he's walking out and he goes, "Hey, they're doing the floor and stuff, and you're not going to be able to get in that door." And I look ahead, and sure enough. enough. This isn't a ruse. It's blocked off.
By the way, Craig, on your way out last night, did you see that it was like an inch of water down there last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing the floors. They were doing the floors.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
So this is a thing. So I go in through the security door, which I have not done since we had the whole floor.
Since 85.
Yeah.
Like 3 years now?
Yeah.
This whole floor was like news, like sales, this whole thing.
All the
Howells and Hood. We had everything. All that.
That was all offices. Yes. So I used to know how to do that. You went up the stairs and poof, you were in.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
great.
The poof part was exciting.
Yeah, that would be the best part.
And so
called
he
an
says,
elevator.
The security guard says to me, do you know how to get in? And I said, no. And he goes, okay, you go up the stairs and then you go left and you go left again.
Yeah, no. I tried that.
I went,
too.
Okay, and so
no,
I go up and there's
lost.
A door that says security, and I was like, well, he would have mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I go up and I'm on one, and I was like, solid. No, it's a keypad, because that's the restaurant
and you
now.
Can't open the door.
Can't do that. So I go to two, and I'm like, well, clearly I can get in at two.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know. And so I go to three, and at this point I'm thinking, well, I'm getting some stair climbing.
And you're
in.
Like, I'm doing the Fight for Air Lung Climb for American Lung Association.
Because I am.
Patty has tricked me into training. How did this happen? That's what I do. There's nothing happening.
I thought the running would be okay, but no. Like, I actually have to do stair climbing. So now I'm like, there's a freight elevator right behind me. And I'm like, well, I might as well just climb it, because I've got to go do presidential towers in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's on March 6th. Go to the American Lung Association
strategy,
website.
So your strategy, as you realize I'm trapped in the stairwell, is not to go back down from whence you came. It's to go higher.
To go higher.
I've been down the rabbit hole with her,
heels,
by the way.
In heels. Yeah.
Woo!
So
are you landing heels to the stair, or are you doing balls?
Well, they're stacked.
The
so I mean, it's not like I'm wearing.
I mean, are you using your quads?
Balls of your foot, Craig.
Are you using your quads?
I don't know.
Were you focusing
about
more on your glutes?
I was focusing more on why there were so many not an exit signs, and why poor lighting.
She's thinking she'll just keep going because she might get free in 2 months.
Well, do you stop on every floor and try to open every door? Yes.
Was your idea to get to like the top of the building where you could scream?
No,
someone
I knew
help
that
me.
I could get to seven, and seven I could get in.
Only?
No.
No, that stairwell doesn't go to seven.
No. Yeah, no, we've run that one before.
So
it only
then,
goes to six.
So then I get in the freight elevator.
But wait, what happens on five?
So
tell us what
get,
happens on...
Well, wait, so I get in the freight elevator, and the freight elevator doesn't go to seven. But the elevator shaft mechanical rooms are all around me. And
which
I'm like,
daunting,
maybe I
isn't
could
it?
Just go on one of those.
You climb the elevator shaft?
Climb one
climb
of those cables.
I'm like, I'll just, like, the
she's
elevator's
all,
gonna be
climb
so
she's all John McClane.
So great.
I was very Ocean's 11. And so I called Craig.
Aww.
And I said, hey, I'm in stairwell D and I'm stuck. And could you come get me? Just go to six and go to D and let me in. And he's like, not a problem. And
you know then, why? Because Craig has been in all the stairwells.
Right. And then I post on Facebook, my hero, Craig Collins, is coming to save me. And then I get this text that says,
I can't get to D.
I can't get
to wow.
I can't get to that one.
He couldn't even get to six. Onto the floor.
Yeah, yes. You have to get into
he couldn't
the floor.
Even get to six. So I said, we'll go to five. And he replies, I hear good things about seven. And I'm like, and that would be spectacular if I could get there.
Oh,
and so
God.
I ended up going all the way back down.
Mm-hmm.
And
from
so
whence
I,
you came.
Yeah, although I did get in the freight elevator and try to go to the loading dock again, but
no.
My ID mm-hmm. won't let you do that.
Not to the loading
no.
dock. No,
you don't, you don't
so
have clearance.
One.
You don't have clearance as freight.
So then right. I hear somebody
screaming,
coming.
Who's also trapped
below me.
Other people it's, I make
he's
train.
Been there for 5 years.
Yes,
it was Craig. Craig was like, Hannah. And so I run down the remaining stairs, and there is a custodian, someone from the janitorial staff whose name happens to be Carlos. And Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Carlos says, I said, I can't get out of the stairwell. I am very trapped. And
he has all the keys, by the way.
And and he goes, where are you going? And I said, one. And he goes, the restaurant? You cannot get in there. And I said, no.
You're like,
no.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah. I know.
I don't
where
need
were it. You 10 minutes ago?
I don't need French onion soup. I'm all good.
Yeah, I'm solid. And I, so he ended up taking me through the security door that I did not violate before, because the guy would have clearly said turn left at the security door. So you had to go through there and then turn left and then turn left again. And then you walk an entire city block, no
yes.
lie,
yes.
within the building.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Are you on Patty's show?" And I said,
"Aww."
Yes. Aww. And I, because I said, no. He goes, "No, radio is on 7. And I said, "Yeah, I know. I have an ID, like here." And he goes, "Oh, Patty's show." And
aww.
Yeah. Aww. And so here I am. And so I walked in into the offices and Craig was back there and I was like, "Craig,
hold me. I need water."
No, but I'm sweaty.
All right, aww. So here's some tidbits. Here's yes. some tidbits. First of all, the only person I knew from WGN who had clearance for the freight elevator to go all the way down to the dock
I need to get that
was
clearance.
Milt.
Oh. Milt.
Yep. And because one day he says, "Here, come on, get in." And so he swiped mm-hmm. a card and did. He's got mm-hmm. connections. Second of all,
he probably still
you could have
go
gone up that elevator.
You know why?
Why?
Illuminati.
He's in the Illuminati.
He's Illuminati. He's
got that special pass.
You know what? That makes total sense.
Yeah, I thought you said Lumi and Fredini. Yeah, I was like,
Illuminati. Wait, hold on. More after this on 720. Okay. WGN. Hold that. We're teasing. How did Milt have access to the freight elevator? We have to find out after this. Or set you free, Hannah. Hello from the outside. People were trying to let you back into the building.
Hello from the outside.
Hannah Stanley.
You know who would have been fun to be in that? That would have been Adele. Adele yes. would have been fun to be in that stairwell with.
You, only because you're yeah. excited about her singing her own songs in the car with
oh my
the
God,
guy from
James Corden.
That was so great, wasn't it?
It was so great.
So great.
That
She's
whole
so funny.
Segment. Yeah. That he does is brilliant.
I don't watch his show because
I don't either.
I
because
need Americans. I need. I don't just need Americans doing late night television. I need a woman or two, maybe.
No,
night.
Here's the thing.
No one can take their comedy from a woman. Come on.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry,
now.
Roger. You were saying
it's like getting my news. That's like getting my news from a woman. Come
that's
on.
It's annoying. And that blouse she wears is how in the
Wait
same sports.
Are they being serious right
no,
now?
It's
I don't
annoying.
Think
sports from a woman.
Voice.
Come on.
I can't listen to it. Like I just zone out and think, how would she look naked? Roger, how are you saying were the best ways to get out of the stairwell besides
okay,
being naked?
So, fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I can't get in.
Stairwell D?
That's okay.
Oh,
okay.
We got an on that.
Because in
lady.
The freight elevator there,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's where news used to be
right.
on four, which is the Tribune editorial floor.
Right.
Just pound like crazy on the door and show your badge.
I tried that.
And no one came over?
No.
Well,
and
that's because
did you pull your shirt up,
there.
Though? Did you pull your what? Shirt up?
Because no,
that's
I don't have to do that.
Here's the thing, though.
Because the window's up too high.
On five, there's this weird balcony that you can
five,
do like this. You can do the scene from The Graduate like, at the very end.
Yeah, over the newsroom for Tribune. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're overlooking the
pits. I asked about that because I have been trapped there. I have a picture of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't take a picture.
I've been trapped in stairwell D, and I had to go. Craig, do you remember that day? I also called Craig.
Yeah, I have saved you both.
Everybody calls you like you have the magic key.
In the sense,
and Patty saved me from a locked office that I couldn't get out of, so that was nice.
Oh my God!
I got locked
from
in the
inside.
Closet.
He was locked
I
inside.
I couldn't get out of the closet.
Let me out from the. I can't sing Adele. Okay.
Yes.
So that would have been.
Open from the
because, see, they recognize me. They would have recognized. You could have called me. I
yes,
would have come
over. It doesn't matter if no one opens the door. Swear word implied.
Right.
just saying.
No, because there was. I could hear the cart.
The mocking? From
no,
this? Oh.
The cart on one of the floors, like the janitorial
right.
cart. I could
rolling
hear it.
Rolling the cart
so,
and so
loud.
I was doing Penny. Penny, and
Angie,
no one let
Daisy,
me,
Daisy. I know all the. I know the people that work the building.
Yeah.
We can take another break here before everyone sings more
could.
Adele. I think.
Hello from the outside. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and so incredibly thrilled to have with us Hannah Stanley, Daphne Scott, Roger Badish. Rob Martier up in the newsroom. Roger, as our traffic person tonight, and also later on our news person, when there is a car report of a stalled vehicle
right.
at a specific location, mm-hmm. how do you get that information? I'm just wondering. Like other people call it in?
Well, other than my magical ability to see all and know all
yes.
at all times,
mm-hmm.
Even when I'm
omniscient
sleeping.
Roger.
Right.
Omniscient,
yeah.
yes. Which makes it difficult to sleep. But
I know. It's all information coming in all the time.
We actually have eyes everywhere.
Okay.
just you know, do you, little 1984.
Do you ever have the color? Do you ever have the color of the vehicle on the line? Like the person, like I'm stalled. Let everyone know.
Unless they're working for WGN. No.
So I tried. So I had on Monday come in at 8 a.m. for the sales meeting at WGN, and I don't usually sit in traffic. And I noticed while I was sitting in traffic that my car smelled like gasoline. Ooh. Right? So I'm like, is that other cars? And later in the day, I thought,
you're like, I didn't break a lantern from the 1800s in the back seat.
Yeah, something. It did feel very like the barn's gonna burn kind of a feeling.
It would smell if there was a problem with your muffler.
Well, I don't know what it was. So All I know is later in the day, I actually ended up climbing about 65 floors. I took Stephanie, Kristen Decker, Katie, also Todd. I took a lot of people into the stairwell to show them how to get there from
and
the
then left them
it
there
was,
and locked the door.
By the way, Hannah, that stairwell C. We have access along the way. Stairwell C is where you want to be.
And getting back to that just for a split second, there were signs along the way, all along the
Don't
way.
Be here?
Said, no, that says exit access denied. At lower level.
Ground level. Oh. See? But it's hard because we have key cards.
Signs everywhere.
No, but we have key
signs.
Cards. So it seems like it's some
place.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
But the old
you know
key
what doesn't
card
work?
Readers are there.
Right.
But you know what doesn't work is the 95 Honda.
The 95 Honda Accord has no key card access. So Warren from European and U.S. Auto said, I called him today, and he is actually out of town. He was in a creek fishing because it was warmer there. And I told him what my problem was. I haven't driven it all week. And that might have been what led to today's events was I had left it on the street since Monday. We've had sub-zero weather, to be fair. I had what looked to be just below half tank.
I'm sure it's not because it's a 1995 Accord.
Okay. The cassette player worked just fine. So I'm listening to Ro Khan and Anna DeVonte talking about different things.
No vapor lock. No, that could still have vapor lock in the 95.
So I hadn't really decided how I was going to get to Irving and Broadway. I hadn't really come up with that solution yet. But I thought, well, I'll cut over on Lawrence. You know,
sure,
Lawrence isn't bad. I know some side streets.
Lawrence
along.
Is great to get to the towards the lake because there are no stoplights.
This is what
a cemetery.
It's a good what cemetery?
If you get past Ashland. And you keep going. There's
Roseland Cemetery.
Yeah, there's no stoplights. It's the best. It's the best way to get east.
Yeah but west. Up until then, see all the way in Jefferson
Graceland?
Park, it's kind of a pain.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm approaching
some cemetery,
the viaduct near Cicero, and I get the my car just kind of jerks a little bit.
Oh, the stinger.
And I thought it was the car. No, it was everything.
Does it go? Ooh.
I thought it was like the truck next to me was just being loud and making my car vibrate. Maybe he had his bass on a little high.
Might have also been that.
Yeah, I thought it was going
to
be that.
That happened to me once.
And I try moving forward and the car won't go. I had a no-go from
was it still
car.
Running though, like you were hitting the accelerator?
I could hear Ro Khan just fine, right? So that's not battery.
You've mentioned before that there was nothing wrong with the audio system.
Right, you said the cassette player was working
works
fine.
Perfectly. Yes, so I
for those looking to break
so were you hitting the gas
vehicle?
And the car was like vroom,
no just, not no, even that
it is
nothing. I turned it off and well at first I was like did
was
I accidentally
smoking?
Go into neutral
right,
no
that's
smoke
what it sounds like
yeah so I tried putting it into drive again. I took it into neutral, put it into drive, turned the car off, tried turning it on again, tried gassing it. Nothing was happening, although I could hear the radio.
Did you try to resuscitate it? Did you press on it?
I was breathing into the muffler, which seems like
as long as you don't
drastic.
Don't inhale the muffler.
Yeah. Right.
I think my totally favorite different. Part was calling AAA and not really quite sure what to tell them because I've never been in traffic. Like I've seen, you've come across people who are stalled out, like in traffic, like at a ramp.
I usually give them the fist of rage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. Like I didn't even look. No eye contact for
me.
Because but I immediately, at first I called AAA. I open my door. I get out of the car because there's a viaduct there. So it's actually kind of a wide little, it's almost like a painted island on Lawrence Avenue. So I get out of my car and I open the trunk so people can see approaching. They see the hazards flashing.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
no hazards are flashing. Okay. And I'm out and I'm like standing up. On the car, I'm like, just you know, this is happening, everybody.
Right, waving people on, go around, folks. Nothing to see here.
Just keep on going, everybody.
This is a thing.
So I AAA kind of laughs at me because I can't. It's so loud with all the cars honking that they can't hear me. But I call Warren's. I call European and U.S. Auto, and they give me a number to call. Brian's my tow guy from Celtic Towing. I call him. He's downtown changing a tire, and he goes, "You're where?" And I said, "Lawrence and Cicero." And he used language. He's like, oh, people are pissed at you right now, aren't they? Because it was
5:20. Did he pick pissed?
No. Okay. He goes, no, he didn't actually swear, but it was implied.
Oh.
And he goes, I'll get there as soon as I can. He didn't tell me what the estimate was.
With, from downtown yeah, while at he's 520. Actively changing a tire?
Get there as soon as I can.
He's not there.
He's, yeah, it's not going to.
Well, so he's Warren's guy, too.
Yeah, they knew. They knew the whole thing. They were trying to be very helpful.
That's nice.
They sound like they would have been helpful no matter who it was. And so I was sitting there. I'm like, okay. So I had pulled out my wallet. I had tried going through AAA, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit here for a few minutes. I'm listening to Rokan. They're talking the Donald Trump. They're doing the top five at five still because that goes on forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll try it again. And the car starts. So I haltingly. Now it's almost 6 o'clock. And I kind of haltingly get through the intersection. I'm rolling, and I turn onto a side street, and I park it. I call my husband, tell him, hey, you know what? Maybe it's the gas. Maybe my gas gauge isn't working anymore. Maybe we'll just, like, put some gas in it and stuff. And I go to the gas station at Marathon, the Mayfair Marathon on Elston Avenue. Yeah, By the way, showing a Harry Potter movie on all their big screen televisions.
Oh, that's great.
Really?
And maybe also, an Alan Rickman tribute?
Yeah. At the gas station?
Nice. At the gas. Okay. Right. So,
how long are you there?
Oh, a lot.
You're
a
getting
while.
Gas.
I'm not there. It also was a gambling thing.
Like, how was
there's slot machines?
Patty, how was the movie?
It was very good. It was.
How did yeah. it end?
I guess I always love the dining hall.
Spoiler
scenes.
Alert!
Oh, those are good.
Oh, those are always the best. They, yeah. I mean, they establish it so well in the first Harry Potter. Chris Columbus really got the tone of what that was like
was
to
great.
Be in that room with the ceiling that changes and you know
the
just
candles
the,
that floated.
Yeah, just yeah. the royalty of being there, like the how important
the whole
it was.
Hogwarts experience.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
So that's on all the screens at the Mayfair Marathon gas station on Elston Avenue, right there by the Export Fitness. And
oh, you could watch. The movie and go get a workout.
I thought about it, yeah. but I wasn't dressed.
Get it in the stair climb.
And as I'm in the gas station, I'm going through my purse and I can't find my wallet.
Of course not.
And I'm like, oh. So my car is parked two blocks away, and I tell Steve, you know, meet me at that intersection. And I go and I'm walking to the car. I'm like, well, the only other choice is that it's in the car or
sure.
it's out on Lawrence Avenue. No. So I get to the car. It's not in my car.
No.
So there is a gas station. There's actually a car wash.
Man.
At
what a story.
So I know. And I'm tearing up my car. And it's a very narrow street on Leland Avenue on the northwest side of Chicago. So cars, you know, like when it's two ways, but cars like have to like every
yeah,
car.
They have to move over.
Yeah, they have to wait. They have to wait for like cars.
Like almost every side street in Chicago.
So Steve is picking me up at that corner, and I get out of the car and I drop something behind me. And I don't know what it is. I know it's paper. It's not a big deal. And I go to run across the street. Well, a car stops, see that I've dropped something, and the driver like flashes his brights. So Steve flashes his brights too. So now they're having a bright on off. And the guy gets out of his car, goes to pick it up, and he's like, hey, you dropped this. And it's a postcard to like some event coming up. And
sure.
And I get in the car and I cuss. And I'm like, this guy bleeping stopped traffic to give me, I would have gone.
That was nice.
It was a postcard.
He didn't know it before
okay,
I picked it up.
Here's the bigger problem, Roger.
A winning lottery ticket.
Roger, but he didn't know that I was swearing at him, right? I.
How far away from the car was he?
My car dies, and Lauren.
But somebody.
I don't have my wallet. Do you really think the cussing was about the postcard and the guy who was holding up traffic?
This is about
a little bit. But somebody
do you really
knew
think?
You were cussing.
Do you really think that I'm like, okay, but here's why I'm asking you this question.
Okay.
I get in the car and I start cussing.
Right.
And then I hear this, Mommy!
Oh,
somebody heard her
no.
cussing.
The spelling bee champion?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I had called my mother and said, could you watch the boys while Steve comes out and gets me?
Oh,
she's like,
no.
Sure, I can do that. No one said Griffin decided to tag along with Steve. It had nothing to do with the postcard, Roger. And I still can't explain this to Griffin. It was the whole night.
The whole scenario. The,
yeah. Oh, my God.
You were almost asphyxiated in your own car from the fumes.
There you go. Right.
You know, the wallet, the traffic.
And here, Roger, I didn't swear at the guy. I sweared about the guy.
No,
those are two different things.
You didn't swear about the guy.
You sweared about the guy?
Yes, exactly.
You swore about the situation.
Exactly.
She sweared about it.
Which I'm trying.
Focused on him.
He was the proverbial straw that broke Patty's blanking back.
Can you please copy that for Griffin?
I will.
I mean, like, here's what I hear when I, Mommy!
It's funny. I texted you after our food guest canceled, saying how I was having a rough day.
And
after
you canceled that, as it was happening.
Yeah.
You texted me.
I was not having a rough day.
Because you texted, it's one of those days. And I was like, oh no, Craig's been in an accident. I got to tell him my car story. And you texted what it was. I'm like, I'll just wait till later.
I'll just wait till later. Yeah, it's fine. Our food guest canceled.
Save it for the show.
Thanks, Craig.
So we go back to Lawrence and Cicero, and I have to get out of the car. And like, and here's really where my mind is. I need to take a selfie of this situation.
Yeah, I gotta document this.
I didn't, Roger. I did not.
Thank you.
But in the middle of Lawrence Avenue, over by the viaduct, was my little purple and pink wallet just lying. Because when I'd gotten out of the car, I was trying to wave
so
people
crazy.
Around me to let them
it
know
fell out.
I had dropped my wallet.
But
on the
good karma of
yes.
you doing that
and not
left
swearing
it
at
there.
The driver,
no,
but
you?
About the driver.
That's
and
different.
And the night, yes, it was still there.
Yeah,
and it was kind of impersonal because you didn't know the guy. Right. So he was just the object of your vehement
yeah, but he was
explosion.
He has no idea that I was swearing about him. That driver has no idea.
And really, he thinks he did a good deed because he doesn't know.
It was really kind of
actually, he
bananas.
Did call in
it was
later.
A postcard.
But the thing is, it could have been a dissertation that you had no
it
other
it could have been
on.
Your yeah. wallet.
It was a. It was a. It was like
a very thin, large wallet.
I understand.
It looked like a piece
he
of paper.
In.
It could
he
have been the phone number for your one true love, who
okay.
would never be.
It
able
could
to
have been a document from
again.
The government.
Mommy.
On the road again, going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see.
I am on the road again. Well, my Honda 95 Accord is not on the road. It is
what
parked.
What is the prognosis?
I don't know yet. We're leaving Negative. It there possibly. Hey, Craig, will you do me a quick favor? Can you see
Could
if
you call
the garage?
They actually just texted Warren.
Can you ask? I called them too. No, tomorrow. Are they open on Saturdays?
They're open 24 hours.
Well, not the the guys. They were closing at 6 today.
Oh, got it.
So, I mean, like the Celtic Towing could have taken it there, but I didn't. So I can do it tomorrow. I'll call Brian tomorrow.
They are open on Saturday. Yes.
They're open. So
and they're open on Sunday. They're open all the time.
He is. Warren told me to call him whenever, but he is fishing in a creek somewhere. So it's been a bit of a rough week.
Wait a second. So he's literally up a creek without,
he is up a creek.
With or without a paddle.
He's got a paddle. I did okay. not have one on Lawrence Avenue.
What word are you guys saying? Is
crick.
It creek?
A creek.
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 What is
creek? Creek.
It's a creek.
It's a creek.
New Jersey.
You got to go down the creek.
A creek is a creek.
What are you all saying?
Creek it.
Where
cricket.
Is he?
Cricket.
He's in a crick.
He's in a crick.
Those of us who grew up in the Midwest all have
pole.
Relatives who grew up somewhere else
yes.
who say it crick. Yeah.
No, actually, you know, there's this weird phenomenon, though, don't you find in the Midwest where people sort of have this, like, almost a Southern accent, but it's not really.
Just
like
a little.
When you grew up in I grew up in a really small town. It's like they have this weird.
It's because the small town.
Yeah, it's like they just gave up trying to speak English. They just kind of.
Illinois has an identity crisis a little bit. I mean, Illinois has parts that are Southern.
There is a traffic reporter in the city. Who has been quoted, it's my favorite thing she's ever said ever, and I've been good friends with her for a long time. If it weren't for Chicago, Illinois would be Kentucky.
Yeah.
I can't argue with
that. There you go.
I also Wisconsin. Either. I think it would either be Wisconsin or Kentucky.
Right.
I think that we would go, and maybe
but there,
maybe
there,
that's it. Maybe that's it. There are lies.
Therein lies, therein lies
it would
the
be
crick.
Closer to
I don't know why we just
Illinois
don't go down there and them
Wisconsin.
There.
Yeah.
I think anything north of Kankakee would be Wisconsin.
Not even
Chicago?
Close. Nope.
Northbrook?
No, still.
Northbrook,
still.
Tennessee.
No.
Northbrook would be Wisconsin.
It would be Missouri, Iowa.
Russia.
Or.
Where is Warren?
Only if you stand in Alaska and look across the ocean.
He's a crick.
Okay.
It's been an exhausting week, and I did not sleep well early in the week. And the
I was
David
gonna
say, Bowie
I feel
death.
So refreshed.
Yeah. What? All of a sudden because of the stairwell?
No.
When David Bowie passed away, I think that whenever someone famous dies, it does feel kind of like your social, artistic, your awareness of the world, like somehow that chips away at it. And I was going to ask Daphne because I was more struck by Alan Rickman for whatever reason. I think because I'm more of a performer, a storyteller. Like that was painful. And then Stephen Colbert kind of had a tough time on his show, even though he said he had never met Alan Rickman. He was moved by it. And I think that part of the reason why some of us even get into entertainment are some of our icons, some of the people
For
that
sure.
we've looked up to. Harmony France, who we had on the show Monday night, mm-hmm. Monday night, she was saying how torn up she was because the movie Sense and Sensibility was actually why she got into acting in the first place. So I was wondering, Daphne, when people are, because you're our positivity expert.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go, make us feel better.
Well, I think it's most important that we skip over our feelings, Patty. There's nothing better than just repressing them and shoving them down deep, deep,
oh,
deep
I'm sorry,
inside.
Your time is up. No, why
so
do
what
we?
What our takeaway is repress.
Yeah, yes. Repress, suppress, and depress.
Push it down.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of reasons, but you know, a few things. I mean, one, like you said, there's a relatability, and even though people are, you know, when people are in the limelight, even though we might not personally know them, there's a part of us that projects our knowingness onto them. Right.
Yes.
Like we think we do know them and we relate to them. And if they've played certain characters that have meant something to us, we feel a connection and
right.
we start to feel a connection to that persona. I think, you know, and also the time of our life when they come, you know, we were talking about this. Like, I remember very clearly, and this is going to be really kind of maybe interesting to some people or strange, but I remember very clearly where I was when I heard that Kurt Cobain died. I mean, I remember exactly where I was, and I remember, you know, it's kind of like how my mom felt about JFK, you know,
oh,
but
yeah,
it was
my
Kurt
mom's
Cobain,
that way, yes.
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think there's also these celebrities or people that were artists or creators or whatever they were that impacted our lives or maybe created a movement or changed something. And so they just mean these people mean something to us in some symbolic way, metaphorical way.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sure, they always ask, you know, for the older people, what were you doing when JFK died?
Yeah,
and
because
whenever the anniversary of the death comes up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a huge shift in culture. And then I think the third part probably that fits in that is also there's a little bit of surprise. Like, I didn't know David Bowie was struggling with cancer to fight
or
cancer.
Or Alan Rickman, right.
So there's just, it's kind of like you just wake up and they're announcing that these people are gone.
I screamed in my house.
David Bowie. I was shocked.
I actually was going to bed. I had stayed up late working on some stuff.
Yeah.
So I saw it kind of as it was breaking. And I don't know that I have ever said kind of mini prayers in my head over a celebrity ever before. But it was like David Bowie's picture and it said, you know, David Bowie passes away or whatever. It was on like the Yahoo homepage. And I went, be a hoax.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it. And then I started like verifying sources. I went all news reporter on the story.
Is this real?
Yeah. And then I was like, no, CNN has it and ABC News has it and so-and-so has it. And I was like, frick. And then you debate waking up my husband. And I'm like,
I screamed.
Why would I wake him up?
Yeah.
This is
Griffin's
so
on his way to school. Yeah.
Yes,
Craig. Time to break. I'll take a break here. And I actually have I have something I want to read from an actor that we're all familiar with, Alan Ruck. I asked him to be on the show and he said he was unable because he has daddy duties tonight. But he said to go ahead and share it with everybody. More after this on 720 WGN.